A key embodiment of the idea of human capital is stricken from Uber's payroll. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A top and very expensive engineer is out at Uber. The company has fired the engineer at the center of a high-stakes legal battle with Waymo, Alphabet Google's self-driving car company. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
37-year-old Anthony Lewandowski was one of Uber's star engineers, a big player in the self-driving car industry. But earlier this year, he was accused of stealing trade secrets from his former job at Google. And after he refused to hand over evidence, Uber has decided to take a step back from him, hands in the air. The company has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Rebecca Lindland is an analyst with Kelly Blue Book. She says even though the company fired him, that doesn't shield Uber from the legal battle or public spotlight.
They're losing some of their appeal. They're losing some of their shine. And they're losing it at a time when companies like Lyft are starting to gain traction in the marketplace.
And she says if Uber loses the case, it could also lose its self-driving car program. Lewandowski's firing is just the latest move from Uber to avoid more controversy. It's faced a bunch of setbacks, high-profile sexual harassment complaints, a string of executive departures, and the realization it underpaid many of its drivers.
Rima, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The 100 share index in London is now up 0.4%. The Dow futures turned up 14 points. The S&P future up 0.1%. Crude oil is down 1.7%, $48.81 a barrel in New York. Sometimes lost in the debate over the Trump administration's $4.1 billion, it's in fact trillion-dollar federal budget unveiled last week, is Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. It's the legislative branch with the power to budget. The White House has proposed what the president calls a taxpayer-first budget, proposing major cuts to anti-poverty programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, and housing assistance. The White House budget director said the goal should be people getting off public assistance, not counting how many served. When reporters check in from time to time with their sources, we call them beat calls. Today, Mark Morial, CEO of the National Urban League.
The budget that was proposed, in the words of Senator John McCain, is dead on arrival in the Congress. And I'm confident that Congress is going to write its own budget and write a budget that is far, far better than the budget that was initially proposed. What we should not and cannot do when the economic recovery is not complete is pull away the ladders, pull away the infrastructure. So we're going to be active in encouraging members, and we've had a lot of discussion with members of Congress on both sides, and I'm confident that what's been proposed is not going to be anything like what Congress will eventually enact.
So you're going to direct your attention toward Congress, but it's still a GOP majority in the House and Senate. What are some of the things that you think have a decent chance of getting enacted into law that could address some of these social problems that you're trying to fix?
Well, first, we've got to maintain investments in education and in job training, those critical, if you will, human investments that help people qualify for the jobs of now and the jobs of the future. In addition to that, the housing market has not come back from the Great Recession and the abuses which took place over 10 years ago, which prompted the bailouts of many financial services firms. Home ownership is down in America. It's down in communities of color. Those tools that are used by cities across the nation to build more housing and to prepare people to become homeowners, we shouldn't strip that away in these difficult and critical times.
But the irony is, I mean, you use the phrase, these difficult and critical times, yet the unemployment rate is the lowest in a decade. This is supposed to be a boom, yet the benefits of this are not spread in any way equally.
Here's, I think, the important thing. We are better off than we were, but on an overall basis, the average American is looking at or is experiencing what may be a 15 to 17% pay cut because of the fact that their wages have not grown with inflation since the year 2000. So we've had substantial growth coming out of the Obama administration. We want that to continue, but let's address the problems we face today, which are wage stagnation, income inequality, the fact that people's paychecks don't go far enough.
Mark Morial is president of the National Urban League. He used to be the mayor of New Orleans. Mr. Morial, thank you for this.
Always great to be with you.
Hi, David Brancaccio, stepping out of my anchorman role for a second. Marketplace is here because these days I think it's essential to have an independent source exploring how the economy really works, not just for the market participants or the financial geniuses, but for everyone. Your support keeps our kind of reporting coming, and it is especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. If you could, visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us on the beat. Thank you. International visitors spent nearly $250 billion in the U.S. last year, according to federal data. Now, a report shows that foreign tourism is down 16% from a year ago. The data are from the location intelligence company Foursquare. New York and L.A. have separately reported their own declines. As Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports, other countries are now hungry to snap up those visitors.
The last time tourism dropped like this was after 9/11.
We endured what is now known as the lost decade, and we only became whole again recently.
Jonathan Grella's with the U.S. Travel Association, and he says America First does not make a great tourism slogan. Meanwhile,
the competition for international tourists is hotly contested between countries.
And one country picking up our slack is Canada. From music festivals to skiing, the country's marketing itself as a friendlier alternative to the U.S. Colin Symes is executive director of Travel Gay Canada. He says he's already stealing market share.
I personally have already had calls from tour operators who want to consider Canada for their destination in North America.
The Canadian government recently awarded the nonprofit $100,000 to promote international gay tourism. Symes says he'd love to see Canada overtake the U.S. as the number one LGBT destination. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.
And we all know the rule. Printers are cheap. Ink is expensive. In a patent ruling yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court said it's okay for third-party companies to refill ink cartridges. The case involves the Lexmark printer company. The ruling strictly curbs the ability of companies to use their patents to limit how products are used after they're sold or how they're modified or refurbished. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.